This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Let's talk about the wide receivers because this is a really fun one.
I actually have a little bit of a harder time thinking of a grade for this one because my gut reaction and my thinking it through reaction are actually very different. Initially, I was like, oh, well, look at what they did this season. Look at all the young talent. You know, the cap hit is so low and there's so much untapped potential. Like, this feels like a natural A. But I actually don't know if I feel that way the more I talk it through. I actually would put this more in maybe like the B plus category. And I think it's because there is still a lot of unproven talent, right? I mean, we think that there's still an ascension there for Christian Watson. We think that Jaden Reed can really become potentially like a wide receiver one type guy. You know, you and I have talked a lot about how we think he's going to be the next guy to reach that 1,000-yard season, you know, and we look at this roster. There's a ton of depth. There's a lot of guys like Romeo Doubs, like Bo Melton, like Dontavian Wicks, who stepped up a ton this season and can round out that room at wide receiver 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera. But I think just because there's still unanswered questions about where everyone stands and how they're going to get used, and no one was healthy for full stretches at a time this season, that I still put this at maybe the B plus, A minus category, the more I think about it. And I also wouldn't be surprised if the Packers brought in more talent. You know, why not bring in some competition? Who knows? Maybe they love a wide receiver in this draft and they take someone. I don't hate that decision for them at all. Like, let's continue to surround Jordan Love with as much talent as humanly possible. Once again, like I said, they dealt with a lot of injuries in that room this past season. So let's just make sure that they're not, you know, going into a game again where they don't have their wide receiver like 1, 2, and 3 once again. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, going into this, I think a B felt really safe because we've seen historically a lot of Packers receivers have had sophomore slumps, and that's just part of, you know, the learning curve in the NFL. And obviously it didn't happen, you know, for some of these guys. Like, Romeo Doubs had a really nice sophomore season, but those things happen. And I think, unfortunately, when we talk about like camp battles and position battles, injuries also kind of sort some things out. So you might feel like you have a really loaded room, and then guys are dealing, like Christian Watson, obviously he's hoping to get these hamstrings figured out. Sounds like he's going to specialist after specialist this offseason to work on that. But that is a concern that you have. And at some point, you know, the Packers need to make sure that they have guys, like you said, that can get on the field and stay on the field. And that's not a knock against Christian Watson. We obviously know that he wants to be on the field more than anything. But when guys have these injuries, it does make it harder to kind of know what you have in the room. So I think, obviously, yes, Jaden Reed is going to be a stud. Dontavian Wicks really ascending, there's a lot of players to be really excited about. But I agree with you that it wouldn't really surprise me at all if we see one of these day two picks going to a wide receiver, especially if there's somebody that the Packers really fall in love with, or maybe like a different style of wide receiver that we don't necessarily see in the room yet. So yeah. I think the talent is there and the arrow is pointing up. But I also, you know, to your point about missing wide receiver 1, 2, 3, think there's a world where they're an injury away from feeling really kind of, you know, low at the position. So
yeah. I just think about like when Rodgers had that whole plethora of wide receivers, they had just won the Super Bowl and everyone was like, that, you know, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated and everyone's like, this is the best core in the league. And then what do the Packers do? They go out and draft Randall Cobb, you know, and it's just like, you can never have enough riches at a position this important. And I know that's not where this group is by any stretch of the imagination at the moment. So it's not, you know, a apples to apples comparison, but it's where we hope that they're getting to, right? I think it's a fair enough to say, like, they're building up that core, hopefully, to be that version for Jordan Love, which is why I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to add pieces for him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I mean, the Packers historically take swings in multiple rounds and multiple ways. You know, it was Equanimee St. Brown and MVS and Jamon Moore three at a time. You know, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Grant DuBose. Like, you're not necessarily expecting all three of them to hit at a time. And potentially mm-hmm. the Packers have done that this time. Like, we haven't seen enough of Grant DuBose to really know what his ceiling is, but they think that they found gems in Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks, and, you know, early results would make you think that, yeah, they probably did. But the Packers have never been one to just kind of like sit on their hands either when they had, you know, a stud offensive line and be like, yeah, let's not take two offensive linemen on day three just to see what happens. Like, they're constantly churning out players. And I think for sure we're going to see at least one right wide receiver come off the board in April. And it'll feel weird probably, but I think it could come higher than we expect.
That's a very good point about the offensive line room. They're always just like, build it, build it, build it. You can never have enough competition. Yeah.
Let's shift then now. I think we're in a similar situation here. If we're looking at the tight end group, obviously we know that Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are the big names. Josiah DeGuara is a free agent. And then Ben Sims, the undrafted free agent, who it seems that they really like, also a rookie coming into his second year. So that would be three names right off the bat, potentially four if you look at them bringing Josiah DeGuara back. Tyler Davis is coming back from injury potentially, so kind of a crowded room in like a weird way, but mm-hmm. definitely a crowded room in a better sense of the word than what we've seen from the last couple of years.
This is probably the most excited you could be about a tight end room for the Packers in a long time. I am really glad you mentioned Tyler Davis because I'm looking forward to him coming back. I know he's coming off a brutal injury, but I mean, he was their number one special teams guy before he got hurt. I mean, number one, like by a wide margin, and was starting to also contribute from a tight end perspective. So he's a piece that, he's not Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, but like, he's a piece that I think that they missed a little bit. And especially in a room where, you know, you're looking at tight end three on an offense that uses two tight ends on almost multiple plays on offense all the time. I think he's going to be key. I'd put tight end also at a solid B. Like, mm-hmm. again, I feel really, really good about where they're at going into this season. I think having Luke and Tucker healthy together is going to be really dangerous and really fun. And I'm sure Matt has a lot of really fun stuff cooked up for them. But again, it's year two. Tight end is a very difficult position to acclimate to in the NFL. I thought they had wonderful rookie seasons when they were on the field. We'll see how it goes. I do not expect Josiah DeGuara to come back. So that's losing a piece. Ben Sims was fine depth piece. Again, Tyler Davis, great special teamer, fine depth piece. Could they add a piece this offseason? Sure. But you know who your two main stars are in this room. And it's just a matter of seeing them like ascend and like take it to the next level this coming season. So yeah. I feel great. I mean, a B actually sounds worse than what I'm saying. I think that's like a good grade, you know, they're like an 89. They're a good solid 88, 89 on the report card.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They're a high B, potentially a B plus. And I think, you know, it kind of maybe you give them the nod a little bit, because if we're talking about a wide receiver room being an injury away from, you know, not knowing what you have, the tight end room feels a little bit more secure in that, you know, you want to be able to run two tight end sets. And we know that's something that Matt LaFleur does frequently, but we got a glimpse at the offense without Luke Musgrave. We got a glimpse in the beginning of the season before Tucker Kraft was really utilized much at what it looked like without him. So being able to play with one, having, I mean, Ben Sims got a touchdown this year, right? So like having those little pieces, they don't need to contribute a ton, but they can still make an impact. So when you have two guys that are fully healthy, I just think the depth in the room is maybe a little bit less necessary, but I do think that you have two really, really good ascending tight ends, which gives you kind of the nod maybe into like B plus territory instead of B, like we said, for wide receivers. But I definitely don't think it's a position that they're going to look for in free agency. I would maybe see them taking a tight end like day three, especially if it was like in the Josiah DeGuara vein of potentially playing fullback or H-back. But yeah, no, I think tight end is pretty set for a long time.
Yeah, like I said, they have their stars. They have their two stars. They're going to build around the two of them. And I agree with you. I mean, these guys, they're going to be focal points of this offense next season, for sure, as they should be. I'm really excited about it.